Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. From time to time, we've done stories on the methamphetamine farm connection where anhydrous was being stolen or outbuildings sometimes being used as quick cooking labs. Kentucky State Police Lieutenant David Jude in their Public Affairs Division says the problem has not subsided.
Through the end of November of 2011, so it's not the year-end numbers, but close, we're up about 10% over 2010. And of course, 2010 was a record number for us.
Obviously, meth is an addictive substance, but its impact goes beyond those who become addicted users.
The meth is a big problem for us, but some of the things that we're not addressing just by talking about those numbers are property crimes and personal crimes that are happening in support of that meth.
Jude says some of the meth farm-related problems are the same, but the cooking method for meth makers is changing, oftentimes reduced in equipment, often with one-step method, using a single 2-liter bottle of some kind. But the cookers still seek to be out of sight.
So what we're seeing now is people disposing of those bottles on the side of the roadway, onto people's property, and of course people are still going out into the more non-populated pieces, so onto a farm, out into the woods, out into these places where they're not seen to create this meth, no matter the method that they're doing it.
Often, farm owners come upon the one-step method leftovers, which can be very dangerous. More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're gonna receive $1 million.
But why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
While the General Assembly debates some of the possible ways to curtail the meth problem, the fact is it isn't going away anytime soon. And for rural or urban residents who might stumble upon what they think are the remnants of a meth-making lab of any size, Kentucky State Police Lieutenant David Jude has a strong recommendation.
The best piece of advice we can tell you is get a hold of your local law enforcement or the Kentucky State Police at 1-800-222-5555. I'm telling you, this stuff is dangerous. It is not worth the risk of taking the chance of messing with stuff. It creates a very dangerous, volatile gas inside of that. And the truth of it is the responding trooper probably is not going to get involved with the disposal either. We have certified, trained individuals that will come out there and take the proper protocols to get that stuff disposed of.
That number again, 800-222-5555. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.